Monday, the 10th of July, 2017. Decimal currency. 50 years ago today, we changed our money from pounds, shillings, and pence to dollars and cents. Before that, we had a similar system to Britain's system. There were 12 pence in a shilling, 20 shillings in a pound. Arithmetic was not easy with 240 pence to 1 pound. Children at school had to work out sums like this. How many pennies in 14 pounds, 16 shillings and 11 pence? Remember, this was the days before calculators. My answer is 3,563 pence. I hope I'm right. When we changed to decimal currency, 1 pound became $2, 10 shillings became $1, and 12 pence became 10 cents. How much easier it is today when we can say $29 plus 69 cents equals $29.69. All banks closed after work, 3 p.m. on Wednesday, the 5th of July, 1967, and reopened on Monday, the 10th of July. Staff worked on the Thursday and Friday converting the currency. We did not convert to decimal distance, weight, and temperature until the early 1970s. Before that, we used miles, yards, feet, and inches for measuring distance or height, pounds and ounces for weight, and Fahrenheit for temperature. The birth weight of babies is still sometimes given in the old measure. An average weight for a New Zealand baby boy is about 7 pounds 7 ounces, which converts to 3.5 kilograms. It was compulsory for New Zealand businesses to use the new metric measures, and that helped us to learn the new measurements quite quickly. The UK has been much slower, and they still use miles instead of kilometres on their road signs, and you often see fruit and vegetables priced by the pound instead of the kilogram. 49 cents a pound seems cheaper than 99 cents for a kilo. Petrol used to be sold by the gallon. 1 gallon equals about 4.5 litres in New Zealand, but this gallon is not the same as the American gallon. The US uses decimal currency for their money, but imperial measurements for distance, weight, and temperature. Wouldn't it be easier if every country used the same measurements?